Near a rural road in New Hampshire, a deer stands peacefully as a truck drives by, stops, then backs up. The deer turns its head towards the vehicle as a rifle barrel emerges from the driver's window. Suddenly,
Game warden!
Hey, game warden! Put the gun on the ground!
Two game wardens leap from the brush, surprising the poacher. The deer stands amidst the commotion, unfazed. You can't rattle a robo-deer, but you can be arrested for shooting one.
This year we had upwards of 50 cases that we made using decoys, so it's an effective tool.
Colonel Jeff Gray of the New Hampshire Fish and Game Department is a customer of Custom Robotic Wildlife. Besides the deer, he's also ordered 6 robo-turkeys from the company. The birds and deer with motor-driven head and tail cost about $1,300 apiece. Gray says they pay for themselves soon enough.
Something like a loaded gun in a motor vehicle is punishable by up to a $1,200 fine. For some of the more serious offenses, like illegal night hunting, the fines are up to $2,400.
Gray says he has limited staff and funding, so the mechanical decoys help him get more bang for his buck. At the Custom Robotic Wildlife Factory in Mosinee, Wisconsin, CEO Brian Wolfslagle and assistant Mike Clemen saw antlers off a deer head. U.S. and Canadian wildlife companies donate or sell the antlers and animal hides needed to make the decoys. The pieces are then attached to polyurethane foam bodies and fitted with motors and circuitry that enable the head and tail to move by remote control. Here, Wolfslagle's testing a robotic fox. You can only hear the subtle whir of the unit's gears when you're within about an arm's length of the robot. It
doesn't make much noise.
Wolfslagle says his firm makes about $400,000 profits a year. Since 1993, it has produced decoys for museums, bait shops, and private clients, but its biggest customers are law enforcement agencies.
We probably do 50 to 60 white-tailed deer, 30 elk, 30 to 40 turkeys, a couple moose.
The naysayers, no surprise here, are the poachers, who think using the decoys constitutes entrapment. But David Youngquist of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says it's all about safe, ethical hunting.
How a hunter could be proud of a deer shot from the road in the day or at night is beyond me, but some people will do anything to get a big buck and to get a trophy.
On this cold sunny morning, Youngquist and another warden are setting up a robotic deer. It's named Donald, after the first poacher it bagged. This part of Wisconsin is plagued by illegal hunting. Donald's already been shot 15 times and has helped capture as many poachers. Soon, the robo-deer is ready to go. Youngquist and his team lie in wait for the modern technology to tackle an age-old problem. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.